This is an audio summary for your IP8999 course. The reading is Enable, Empower, Engage, Chapter 5 of Recreate the Organization You Really Want by John R. Latham, published in 2016. This chapter covers the people component of Latham's leadership system, how leaders attract, develop, empower, and support the workforce so that strategy actually gets executed. Here is the summary. Latham opens by challenging a familiar corporate slogan. Leaders love to say that people are their most valuable asset, but he argues the statement is inaccurate in two ways. First, people are not assets at all. They are not owned by the company, and talented people will not work for leaders who treat them as property. Organization members, whether employees or volunteers, are sovereign human beings and stakeholders in their own right. Drawing on Peter Drucker, Latham reminds leaders that they often need their people more than their people need them. Second, leaders' actual decisions, policies, and behaviors frequently tell a very different story than the slogan. Instead of treating employees as valuable, leaders often treat them as an expense to be minimized and leveraged for maximum profit. Latham calls this the equivalent of killing the goose that laid the golden egg. The central claim of the chapter is that people are the bridge between strategy development and strategy deployment. Although strategy work is often presented as a tidy sequence, in reality, the assessment of workforce capability and capacity feeds back into the development of the strategy itself. You cannot set strategy sensibly without knowing what your people can do, and you cannot execute strategy without developing them further. Latham then introduces the idea of the whole person. Leaders often value employees only for what those employees can do for them, rather than valuing them as individuals and empathizing with what it is like to be them. High-performing organizations are designed to support employees as whole people, not as tools. He argues this humanistic stance is not just morally right, but logically sound. If you take a systems view of the organization, you find that highly qualified, passionate, engaged workers create great customer experiences, and those experiences translate into success across the board. This connection is supported by research, including the well-known service profit chain work. Latham can only explain leaders who do not act on this by saying they lack an understanding of the system, hold a short-term perspective, or simply do not care. Whatever the reason, failing to value workers as people is a recipe for poor organizational performance, while understanding and caring for the whole person helps attract the best talent. The heart of the chapter is a four-component model for creating a highly qualified and engaged workforce. The components are attracting and placing talent, enabling talent through development, empowering and engaging talented people, and building a support system that facilitates both their work and their lives. The first component is attract. The starting move is to assess current workforce capabilities against the needs described in the strategy, then build a plan to attract, acquire, and place the talent required to accomplish it. Latham notes that even in weak economies, when many people are looking for work, there is still a shortage of the most talented people. The war for the best talent persists in good times and bad. In some professions, this competition has produced third-party assessments and rankings, such as the Magnet Recognition Program, which evaluates hospitals on the quality of nursing and the involvement of nurses in delivering and improving care. The practical advice: creating an organization that provides and supports meaningful work is what attracts and retains the best people. One high-performing chief executive put it this way: if you get very good at finding the right people, everything else will take care of itself. The second component is enable, which Latham equates with development. Developing the workforce is a strategic leadership responsibility, because a strategy without a capable workforce is a fantasy. Few employees arrive with all the knowledge, skills, and abilities, often abbreviated as KSAs, needed to accomplish the strategy, so leaders must assess current capabilities and build improvement plans tied to strategic needs. Consistent with the whole person idea, development plans should blend the organization's needs with the individual's own desires, and not every developmental activity has to map to a specific task. Latham relays a story in which Drucker, asked how to become a better manager, reportedly answered, "Learn how to play the violin." Latham reads this as a reminder that leading complex organizations, like music, is part art and part science, and that creativity matters. Research shows a clear link between workforce development and firm performance, including profit. Evaluation models exist to estimate the return on training investment, and they are useful inputs to planning and budgeting. But some development activities resist easy quantification, and their leadership judgment is required. He cites a favorite exchange. What if you spend all that money training people and they leave? Well, what if you do not train them and they stay? Richard Branson's advice frames the resolution. Train people well enough so they can leave, and treat them well enough so they do not want to. Latham adds a warning that anchors the chapter's logic. It is wasteful and even dangerous to empower and engage people who are not qualified. Empowerment without development is a cruel joke and a recipe for failure. The third component is empower plus engage. Only qualified employees can be empowered and engaged to make the strategy a reality, and research connects selection, development, and engagement directly to firm performance, including the bottom line. Latham defines empowerment as a combination of three things: the motivation to act, the authority to do the job, and the enablement to get it done. He observes a common contradiction. Many organizations develop great people and then put them into an organizational straitjacket that inhibits their creativity and performance. Leaders cannot succeed by micromanaging, yet that is exactly what they often attempt. His diagnostic rule is blunt. If you have to micromanage employees, you have either hired the wrong people, failed to train them, or both. What is needed instead are leaders who create an environment that supports employees in reaching their full potential, so they can deliver great products, services, and experiences to the customer, or to someone who serves the customer. The fourth component is support. The workforce support system and the work environment enable the attraction, development, and engagement of high performers. The work environment is shaped by the design of both systems and culture, which together determine how much people feel empowered and encouraged to innovate. All four components evolve continuously, refined by strategy updates and by individual performance reviews that feed individual development plans. Latham then shows how the people activity aligns and integrates with the other eight leadership activities in his model. Stakeholder value analysis identifies workforce segments and needs that shape people plans. The compelling directive, meaning the mission and vision, gives employees decision criteria for situations the policy manual does not cover and engages them in a purpose larger than themselves. The focus strategy informs development plans, while workforce capability feeds back into strategy. In system redesign, the workforce is both an input and a beneficiary. Involving people in redesign produces designs that serve stakeholders and technical requirements alike. The comprehensive scorecard includes indicators of workforce capability, capacity, and engagement. The organization performance review generates learning that better equips leaders to set clear expectations. Reinforcing behavior means recognizing and rewarding conduct that supports empowerment and never inadvertently rewarding conduct that undermines it. And learning and improvement activities themselves build capability and engagement. The chapter closes with the leader as organization architect. Such leaders engage in frank two-way communication, role model empowerment through their own behavior, regularly make the rounds with employees to check on engagement, and model personal learning. Latham ends with a rebuke of the excuse, "Well, it is a business," used to justify short-sighted decisions about people. He answers, "Yes, and all too often a bad business. Leaders who sacrifice long-term performance this way either misunderstand the organizational system or lack the courage to do what is right." For your organizational assessment work, this chapter gives you concrete diagnostic questions: whether the organization systematically attracts, develops, empowers, and supports its people, and whether leaders' actual behaviors match their stated values about the workforce. That is the end of the summary.